I'm an individual with a lot of mistakes. I'm an individual who is far, far away from perfection. There's a lot of things that I have to adjust in my life, a lot of habits that I have to remove. But there is one positive thing when mentioning all these attributes or these issues, is the fact that I realize all of this. And I attribute this realization to none other than Abi Abdullah al-Husayn, the Imam Shaheed alayhi salam. I look at his story, and we may all know his story, but the messages sometimes are not that clear to us. But when I look into his story and I see all the sacrifices that he went through, when I see the, his kids being slaughtered in his eyes, when I see his friends and his companions sacrificing their life for justice, when I see Imam Hussein knowing that or expecting that his wife and his sister and his daughters and his children might be taken captive after the war, what does Imam Hussein do? Imam Hussein could have been easily distracted because of all of this, but he was not. Instead, he remembered Allah at every instant. And what inspired me the most about this is the fact that although Imam Hussein, with his sacrifice in Karbala, and the fact that he stood up for justice, and the fact that he faced the ultimate sacrifice, he was guaranteed heaven. And what was even more inspiring is that even if he hadn't went to Karbala, even before Karbala, the fact that he lived a perfect life, he was guaranteed heaven. And to go even further, Imam Hussein was guaranteed heaven before he was even born. So to look at him and see the fact that he was guaranteed paradise, guaranteed salvation, what did Imam Hussein do in the midst of all of this? He seeks forgiveness. And what do I do in my daily life? Sometimes I'm lucky to remember Allah during my prayers. I'm lucky to remember Allah when I'm at the mosque, even. And I look at Imam Hussein and I say, look at him. He's sacrificing everything that he has. And what does he do? He asks Allah for forgiveness, although he was a perfect individual. And that's what inspired me about Imam Hussein.